Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Memories bring back, memories bring back your.
Memories bring back, memories bring back your. Y98, we're very excited to be joined on the phone by Marcus Lemonis from The Prophet. We're all big fans. Hey, Marcus.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, actually. Really good. Excited about tonight.
Yeah, we're real excited, too. Tell us about what we can see on The Prophet tonight.
So I had started a documentary on the Mississippi River to really study what the heck was happening up and down this amazing highway. And I started in Memphis, and as I made my way through the river, I stuck in a town called Grafton, Illinois, a town that, quite frankly, as a Chicago resident, I had never heard of. And upon arriving in the town, I was surprised by the fact that there was what I would call a devastating flood that had happened. And, you know, for those of you who live along the Mississippi, you sort of understand it and are used to it. But for those of us that don't, I walked into what I would call just a town wrecking flood and decided to spend my entire summer there to learn from a community that, quite frankly, knows how to take care of themselves. And I think, you know, one of the reasons that I was so blown away by the whole region, not just Grafton, but the area, was the resiliency that the people and community have. And it was a long project, but it was a good one.
Yeah, Marcus, as a resident of Grafton, you get kind of used to the floods every couple of years, but never like it has been here recently. Like, it's record flooding every other year now. But someone of your stature and your knowledge coming in and helping us rebuild or helping us just kind of get supplies and go on with our daily life is just so amazing. So I can't say thank you enough for just being a part of the cleanup operation to help our town get back on our feet.
Well, I think the thing for me more than anything, and I think it's the first time I've probably said this publicly, I really felt like I needed to immerse myself in what I would call, you know, the heart of America and really learn from people who wake up every day who I knew could teach me a thing or two about my own character, about my own perspective, and about, you know, my own, about their own community. And I ended up learning more and being inspired more by the people in the area, not just Grafton, but the surrounding areas, than I think I gave back. And it's just one of those instances where I felt like I received much more than I gave. And when that happens, you know, usually good things happen.
It's tremendous, the impact it's had. And we're all excited tonight to watch it all documented and see kind of the play-by-play. You know, we were fortunate enough to talk to you a while ago, and everyone kind of knew, oh, Marcus Lemonis is in town, and he's around, and he's helping out. But looking forward tonight to kind of seeing behind the scenes what was really going on. Give us an idea, like you said, you spent a ton of time there. The difference from when you got there to when you left.
You know, when I first got there, I met with a number of people in town, and they were wildly optimistic, and I think actually inappropriately optimistic, about how easy it was going to be to resolve this. And as weeks and months went on, I think everybody realized, now most of you have probably been to the loading dock, and you know Peter, and such an optimistic, positive guy, him and his dad. And I think as the weeks and the days went on, they realized this wasn't going to be so easy. And in most cases, the people that I've dealt with before, including myself, by the way, to be honest, I probably would have either given up or just thrown in the towel in some form or fashion, but this community decided not to. And it was important for me to document how Americans can fix themselves. They didn't need the state government or the federal government to come in and solve problems. They were able to solve them on their own, and politics never came up. And nobody ever knew, you know, whether you were red or blue or green or whatever your political party was. It was really all about the country and what we stand for. And I don't know if you guys have had a chance to see the largest flag on the Mississippi put up, but it really, I think, represented who we are as a country and who we are as a community.
Oh, yeah, I see it. As a resident of Grafton, that flag is pretty impressive to look at every day. And we are talking to Marcus Lemonis, The Prophet, a special special Grafton-centered edition of The Prophet tonight on CNBC.
Thanks, Marcus. And, you know, you talked at the beginning about your documentary, trying to figure out why all of this flooding is happening. Have you come to any conclusions? You'd expect flooding every once in a while, but now it seems to be a yearly or every other year event. Is there something that's going on that's creating all of this flooding?
Yeah, it's always the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, but there are probably multiple issues. One of them is the lack of dredging in the river. You know, as you think about a small space, as it fills up with more pollution or more grass or more whatever will take up the space, the water has nowhere to go. So that was issue number one. Number two, there was a lot of debate, and I tried to stay out of it, about the levee walls and whether they were put up properly or improperly, in compliance, not in compliance, but you've actually given, you know, when you build these walls higher than they should be, according to some, the water has nowhere to go. And then the last is there really a climate change issue in America, and has it affected the amount of water that exists? And those are three very hot topics. Too much of a political hotbed, but you have to ask yourself, like, there's got to be some reason other than just man-made.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do, Marcus. And we are excited to see the episode tonight focusing on Grafton, The Prophet. And what time is the show tonight?
10 p.m. Eastern, so 9 o'clock for us Midwesterners.
9 o'clock here. You do such a great job on the show, and tonight we're particularly excited to see you covering something right here at home. Thank you so much for your time and for all that you've done to help the community.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to Marcus Lemonis. Make sure to set your DVR now for CNBC. And your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Today, a little bit warmer, but still barely above the freezing mark. And we won't get there until this afternoon. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, maybe a chance for some rain or snow flurries. And right now, not...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.